Okay, for Mishnah Gimel, it looks like a very long, intimidating Mishnah. It's really not so, it's not so challenging. It's pretty straightforward. You just need a little bit of background information to make it a little bit more simple. So here's what you need to know. We've discussed some of these details in the past. In Eretz Yisrael, we know that the agricultural system in Halacha follows a seven-year cycle. And what that means is that the farmers would work the land for 6 years. They would plant, they'd plow, they'd water, they'd harvest, all these things. And in year seven, though, you're not allowed to work the ground, and you have to leave everything alone, and everything that grows is hefker. It's ownerless, it's open to anybody to take. That's the seven-year cycle. Now, when a farmer plants and harvests, let's say he's harvesting wheat, he brings in all the wheat into his silo, and he threshes it, and then he winnows it. Now he's left with a great big pile of kernels. So we say that in Eretz Yisrael, he has to take off Chumas and Maizos. What does that mean? So first he separates a little bit to put aside to give to the Kohen. That little bit that he takes aside, that he puts aside to give to the Kohen, is called Chuma Gedola. That has to be taken off in every single year of a Shemitah year, of a Shemitah cycle, with the exception of Shemitah, because during Shemitah, everything is ownerless. So in years 1 through 6, you have to take off Chuma Gedola. Now, after you take off Chuma Gedola, though, you now have to take off a tenth and give that to the Levi. That tenth, that first tenth that you take off after Chuma Gedola, is called Maaser Rishon. That Maaser Rishon also has to be taken off in every year of the Shemitah cycle, with the exception of Shemitah, because Shemitah, again, everything is ownerless, you don't own anything, it's open to everybody, no chiyuv of Chumas and Maasers. Fine. After you take off Maaser Rishon, there's another tenth that you have to take off. But this depends on which year of the Shemitah cycle it is. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, so Aleph Beis, Dalet Hei, Aveda, you have to take off Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is you take off a tenth, you put it aside, you're going to take that to Yerushalayim and eat it there. If you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, that's fine. You can transfer off the Kedusha. Yeah, this Maaser actually has a little bit of a Kedusha, simply speaking. And you have to transfer that Kedusha, you have to redeem it with money. You take the money, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and then you spend the money on things that you're going to eat in Yerushalayim. That's in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. But in years 3 and 6, after taking off Maaser Rishon, you don't take off Maaser Sheni, you take off Maaser Ani. You take off a tenth to give to the poor. So again, in Eretz Yisrael, we have the seven-year cycle for agriculture. Years 1 through 6, you work the ground. The seventh year, everything is ownerless. It's hefker. It's open to everybody. Now, the farmer takes off Chuma Gedola and Maaser Rishon in years 1 through 6. All those years, you have to take off a Chuma to give to the Kohen, Maaser Rishon to give to the Levi. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you take off Maaser Sheni. That is going to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If you don't want to eat it there, if you don't want to schlep it there, you can transfer off the Kedusha and take money there that you redeemed the Maaser with, and then you spend the money there in Yerushalayim. And that's in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. But then in years 3 and 6, instead of taking off Maaser Sheni, you would take off Maaser Ani. Take off a tenth to give that to the poor. Now, that's in Eretz Yisrael. So the key point, though, that we're going to have to keep in mind for this Mishnah is that the rule basically seems to be is that years 1 through 6, you have a chiyuv of Chumas and Maasers. Shemitah year, there's nothing. You don't have to take off Chumas and Maasers. So now the question is, wait a second. Now that's all in Eretz Yisrael. What about outside of Eretz Yisrael? Is there any place that is subject to Chumas and Maasers, or is that subject to Shemitah? And the answer is, well, it kind of depends. For Shemitah, Shemitah is pretty straightforward. On a Deraisa level, Min HaTorah, Shemitah applies only in Eretz Yisrael. And same thing for Chumas and Maasers. On a Deraisa level, Chumas and Maasers apply only in Eretz Yisrael. But Midrabanan, there are some places that are subject to Shemitah or to Chumas and Maasers. For Shemitah, there is Soria that is subject to Shemitah. We're not going to talk about Soria for now. We're going to be focusing on Chumas and Maasers and every other place else in Chutz La'aretz. There's really no place, with the exception of Soria, that is subject to Shemitah. Now, Chumas and Maasers, though, that depends on which point in Jewish history we're talking about. During Bais Rishon, there were Nevi'im who instituted Chumas and Maasers in Bavel. Now, why is that? If you take a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Chumas, he basically says this is because there were many Jewish people who were going back and forth between Bavel and between Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says Shinar specifically. We're going to just talk about it generally as far as using Bavel. Now, So that's during Bais Rishon, that was instituted by the Nevi'im. Later on, during Bais Sheni, when there were no longer Nevi'im running the show, they were just big Gedolei Ador running the show, so they instituted Chumas and Maestras in Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Amon, and Eretz Moab. Why? Because, as the Rambam says, they were neighboring countries to Eretz Yisrael. Why does that make them significant? So if you look at the Radvaz explains that's because there were many Jews living in those neighboring countries. And so they wanted them to also hold, to also take off Chumas and Maestras. Okay, now, so wait a second. So let's get this straight. In Eretz Yisrael, Min HaTorah, there is Chiv Chumas and Maestras, years 1 through 6. No Chiv Chumas and Maestras in the Shemitah year. Shemitah applies on a Deraisa level. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, very simply speaking, with the exception of Soria, there's no such thing as Shemitah. However, outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is such a thing as Chumas and Maestros on a Drabanan level. Where? It depends on what point in history. Starting from Bais Rishon, the Nevi'im instituted that because there were so many Jews going back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so they instituted that Bavel is subject to Chumas and Maestros. You have to take off Chumas and Maestros from crops that grow in Bavel. What about later, though? Later, during Bais Sheni, when there were no longer Nevi'im, the Gedolei Ador instituted that Chumas and Maestros apply to Mitzrayim, Ammon, and Moab. Why? Because they were the neighboring countries of Eretz Yisrael, where many Jews were living. Okay, now let's map this out, though, a little bit. What kinds of Chumas and Maestros are they taking off in which years? So presumably, the way that these lands operated was that they were modeled after Eretz Yisrael. So what that would mean is that in Babel, or in Mitzrayim, or in Ammon, or in Moab, in years 1 through 6, you'd have to take off Chumah Gadol and give it to the Kohen. You'd have to take off Maaser Rishon and give that to the Levi. And in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you'd have to take off Maaser Sheni and maybe redeem it and bring that money to Yerushalayim and spend it there. And in years 3 and 6, you'd have to take off Maaser Ani. The question is, what about in the 7th year? What do you do in the 7th year if you're living in those countries, or if you have produce coming from Bavel, or from Mitzrayim, or from Ammon, or from Moab? What do you do? Remember, in Eretz Yisrael, you're excused from taking off Chumas and Maestros. Why? Because there's Shemitah. Everything is ownerless. There's no Chiv Chumas and Maestros. But if you're living in Bavel, or you're dealing with crops from Bavel, or from Mitzrayim, or Ammon and Moab, there is no Shemitah. Well, if there's no Shemitah, then you're not excused from Chumas and Maestros. Well, if you're not excused from Chumas and Maestros, what do you take off? Okay, so Chumah Gadol, you definitely take off. You take that off, you give it to the Kohen. Maaser Rishon, you take that off, and you give it to the Levi. But what about Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani? What do you take off? Normally, in years 1 through 6, there's a specific pattern, right? In years 1, 2, 4, and 5 in Eretz Yisrael, you take off Maaser Sheni. In years 3 and 6, you take off Maaser Ani. What do you do, though, in a Shemitah year? There's nothing to model it after in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni or any Maasers or any Chumas that are taken off in year 7. So what do you do? So this is where you get a little bit of a variance between Mitzrayim and Bavel. In Bavel, the way that the Nevi'im instituted Chumas and Maestros was that in Shemitah year, you'd have to take off Maaser Sheni. That was in Bavel. In Mitzrayim, when the Gedolei Ador instituted Chumas and Maestros, later on during Bais Sheni, they instituted that if for the crops that grow in Mitzrayim, you'd have to take off Maaser Ani. So, wait a second. So, if for Bavel, in a Shemitah year, I'd have to take off Chumah Gadola, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni. Okay. And if we're dealing with Mitzrayim, you'd have to take off Chumah Gadol in the Shemitah year and Maaser Rishon in the Shemitah year, but not Maaser Sheni, you'd take off Maaser Ani. Question is, what about Ammon and Moab? What do you do with the crops that grow there in the Shemitah year? What do you do? There is no Shemitah, so you have to take off Chumah Gadol and give that to the Kohen. You have to take off Maaser Rishon and give that to the Levi. What do you do? Do you take off Maaser Sheni or do you take off Maaser Ani? Were Ammon and Moab, were they modeled after Bavel, in which case they would have to take off Maaser Sheni in Shemitah year, or were they modeled after Mitzrayim, in which case they'd have to take off Maaser Ani in Shemitah year? And that's what this mission is all about. Okay.